down upon that old Mississippi River, not so far away. That's where my folks have lived forever, and that's where they're going to stay. I've been searching across the whole
Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg, Eric, Kathleen, and Trisha on assignment. This is a nice song.
I am Garrison Keeler, and thank you for listening to Prairie Home Companion here on KPHX 1480.
That's a different station.
I thought it was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
But this is a Prairie Home Companion from the movie A Prairie Home Companion, which is one of my favorite movies. Terrific cast, of course. Lily Tomlin is singing this with Meryl Streep. But
oh, I thought maybe Lindsay was in it.
Lindsay Lohan's in the movie. She does a really, really, really good job in the movie.
Is she singing that? I only saw bits and
pieces. She sings in it, yeah. She's got a couple songs. And, of course, Woody Harrelson.
You know what we saw the other day?
What?
The Canyons.
Oh, that's a good one.
She has some canyons. There's no doubt about that.
Tell us, more like a valley.
I was going to say, but to be able to pay for something like that, you got to, save up your money well. But this hour, again, brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management. The best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogeschel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, breakradioshow.com, and his show's always archived there as well. Give him a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
And you'll want his help if you want a Minnesota home.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
That's what this song is, My Minnesota Home. Dave, are you all right there?
No, I'm...
What's going on there?
Oh, my gosh.
The court attacked my chair.
Oh, Dave.
What attacked the chair?
Technical difficulties.
The cord with the headset.
Oh. Yeah.
Last week he unplugged everything.
That's most amazing. It attacked the chair.
So, and my microphone moves up and down
all by itself.
But Dave unplugged everything last week, and all the lights went out, and went off
the air.
Oh,
yeah, remember that? I think I shut down the whole station.
You shut the whole station?
No, how did that happen?
You turned off the headphone amp is what you did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. That means you can't hear anything when that's off.
Just don't push any buttons.
I heard lots in my head, though.
Let Eric push the buttons, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Leave it to me. Yes.
You are a good button pusher.
Thank you. I can push your buttons.
Yes, they're good ones.
All right. On that note, that's a little weird. But some other movies, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Ricky and the Sheep Show.
Yeah.
No, Ricky and the Flash Show.
Ricky and the Sheep.
No, he's combining the two.
Yeah, he's combining the two. Sean the Sheep.
Yeah. Okay. Ricky and Sean.
Ricky
and Sean. Mm. But we, of course, have a few other movies that opened yesterday.
Yeah, there were.
Yes, including, let's see the time that we have here. Okay, so... We'll talk about two movies in this segment.
Yeah.
The first of which is The Runner. Nicolas Cage plays an idealistic but imperfect New Orleans politician who, in the aftermath of the BP oil spill, finds his plans of restoration unraveling as his own life becomes contaminated with corruption.
With oil.
Scandal and deceit.
Oil?
What? Oil. Deceit. Yes. Well, it's about oil, yes. But it's more about the political aspects of this and stuff like that. You know, I really like Nicolas Cage, right?
I always like Nicolas. His last several movies, though, haven't really.
We can add this one to it. The Runner should probably.
Bad Lieutenant.
What? I'm sorry.
Bad Lieutenant.
I kind of like that one, but
I liked it.
But his accent in that movie was a little weird, right? Mm-hmm. His accent in this is horrible. He's trying to do this New Orleans accent.
He sounds like Megyn Kelly.
Nolans.
Yeah, he's doing this.
Oh, Nolans.
It's like wavering in and out.
Like Darlins.
Right. Nolans.
Darlins.
The Runner should probably have undergone a title change to The Walker. Maybe even the exasperatingly unhurried Trudger if it were aiming for the greatest accuracy. You know, this political drama's pace is beyond slothful, asking audiences to follow Nicolas Cage's character's desperate, albeit well-intentioned, attempt to climb out of a pit that he's dug himself. His story is occasionally intriguing, if not mostly frustrating, but the narrative lacks any life whatsoever. Hmm. The movie offers melodrama without the motion. Cage stumbles over his accent, and it just comes across as a speech impediment. Thumbs down.
Sometimes when you watch Nicolas Cage now, it's almost like he's imitating himself and making fun of himself.
He's imitating somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. But real quick, though, and everyone can jump in if they want, but Joseph first, what's your favorite Nicolas Cage performance? Not necessarily movie, but...
I would have to go over the list, but, you know, Con Air I really liked.
I was going to pick that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was good in that.
Kiss of the Vampire?
Vampires, yeah, that, I remember, yeah, from the late
80s. When he goes nutty?
Yeah, he's not either. I think Face Off. I think he's the way him and Travolta play off each other, and
yeah,
it was amazing.
They have each other's face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was great stuff.
That was truly his best performance.
I take mine back. You can have the other one.
Face Off.
Okay, you want the Face Off?
Oh, absolutely.
I want Snake Eyes.
Okay.
Like what about the one with Cher?
What's wrong with that?
He actually did well in that, even though the movie...
Moonstruck.
I like the movie.
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah, I think they won like Academy Awards for that.
I think he did good. Mm-hmm. But Face Off, by far, I don't think there's any comparison. That was an amazing performance.
Now, about 1 year ago...
By the way, Joseph, I have to say that you have a very good use of the thesaurus.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thesaurus?
It's not thesaurus. It's thesaurus.com, actually.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I use that for my reviews.
So you have a good thesaurus. How do you say that?
I appreciate that. Hopefully Jackie thinks the same. But if we'll go from Nicolas Cage to another actor that...
Can I be a chaperone?
No, but we'll go to another actor that I very much admired.
Yeah.
1 year ago...
1 year.
We lost a terrific actor.
Yes.
You can go to breakradioshow.com, click on archives, and you can hear our Robin Williams tribute. We did a whole show honoring Robin Williams' life.
That's right.
Now he's got this new movie out, of course, filmed before his passing. It's called Boulevard. It's his final... He's got one more movie that's coming out soon, but he just plays a voice of a dog. And this, and that's a comedy with Simon Pegg. This
Thesaurus.
Thank you. This is Robin Williams' final dramatic performance. He plays a devoted husband in a marriage of convenience who is forced to confront his secret life. You know, David, it's difficult to determine whether or not it's a good thing that Boulevard, which features Robin Williams' final dramatic performance, has been released rather than swept under the rug. I so much wanted to like this movie. I paid very, very close attention to the movie because, I mean, this is the last time we get to actually see Robin Williams doing something. On the one hand, he gives a brilliant performance that truly illustrates what a tremendous talent we have lost with his passing. What a tremendous... I mean, he could do comedy, he can do drama. On the other hand, the movie is quite bad.
Mm.
It's slow, boring, and seemingly incomplete. You know, makes you wonder, watching this movie, especially the end of it, it makes you wonder that, you know, maybe some scenes weren't complete, or maybe they weren't happy with some scenes, but then they couldn't do reshoots because he was already gone. To make matters worse, its subject matter is somewhat disconcerting, especially given the fact that the heartache that we see on the screen may not be all acting. All things considered, this movie, tragically, may be best left unseen. I'm giving Boulevard a thumbs down, but...
Robin Williams was
really good in this movie.
Yeah.
But again, it's... I don't want to spoil what the movie's about, but he's got a secret life in the movie. It surprised me what his secret life entailed, but it's a little disturbing to watch it.
Very disturbing,
especially his emotions. So thumbs down for Boulevard and thumbs down for The Runner, but we have some other movies that we'll be talking about
a little bit later. You should have given it a thumbs up.
I told you that his performance is excellent, but you know, probably my favorite Robin Williams movie of all time is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Totally.
And
love that movie.
I'm so excited. After the break, we're going to speak with author Lisa Jacob. She's written this book, You Look Like That Girl, A Child Actor Stops Pretending and Finally Grows Up.
She leaves home.
Of course, she played the teenager in Mrs. Doubtfire. Now she's an author. And we'll be honored to have her on. This is Meryl Streep. Slipping Through My Fingers from Mamma Mia, of course, a little later in this song, she's joined by my dream girl, Amanda Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried, of course, Mamma Mia.
I saw Mamma Mia, the play, in Vegas.
Yeah? I haven't seen it live. I love the movie.
Movie fantastic.
And this song is...
So you're a chick flick type of guy too, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Of course. And this song this song actually makes me cry as well. Slipping through my fingers. You, just losing anyone, but especially a parent letting a child go.
Yeah, this the music was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
I loved it. Greg, I don't think you as big a Mamma Mia fan as we are.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh. Maybe like Pierce Bronson and his chest on.
Yeah, Bronson was good.
It's perfectly done.
Amanda Seyfried's good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was very good. Anyway, so this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Sleep in our eyes, her and me at the breakfast table. Barely awake, I let precious time go by.